You're going to want to dress warmly today if you're going to be outside, as we do expect strong winds out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, pushing temperatures gradually cooler throughout the day, giving us wind chill factors well below zero, in some cases maybe as much as 20 below for later this afternoon, and maybe gone into the minus 25 to minus 30 for a while this evening as that bitterly cold air plunges southward across the Midwest. We're looking for our high to occur this morning around 7 degrees with northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. With clear skies tonight, the winds will still be quite strong this evening, then gradually diminishing, and we could get down to 10 below overnight. Then tomorrow, a moderating trend begins with partly cloudy skies, the high 22, and a few snow flurries possible in the afternoon with winds out of the southwest at around 10 miles per hour. Then cloudy tomorrow night and not as cold, the low around 15 with some snow flurries possible. Partly cloudy then for Saturday, the high 32. Partly cloudy on Sunday, the high 35. And partly cloudy with highs near 40 for the early portion of next week. This is Freeze Notice, meteorologist Harvey Freeze with the weather.net forecast for the KJAN listening area.
A wind chill advisory will be in effect from 6 a.m. today through noon on Friday for all those counties along and north of Interstate 80. The National Weather Service says northwest winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour will increase this morning and persist through tonight and diminish later tonight to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wind chill readings will fall to 20 to 25 degrees below zero this morning and remain at 20 to 30 below through Friday in the advisory area. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 23. Our low overnight through 5 a.m. today, 6 degrees above zero. Last year, we topped at 59 for a high. 19 was our low. The all-time record high in Atlantic on January 31st was 59 degrees, set last year. The record low, 28 below in 1996. Sunrise is at 7:33, sunset at 5:34. I'm Rick Henson reporting.